welcome to another inspirational message courtesy of BibleCities.com. For more teachings like this and other free Christian resources, please visit our website at www.BibleCities.com. Now let's join Reverend Slide Moran as he delivers another powerful teaching from the Word of God.
Are you ready to hear the Word? You know, it's a privilege to be in the house of God. Proverbs chapter 18. Let me know when you're there. Praise God. Let's just take a second and thank God for His Word. Thank you, Lord God, for Your precious Word. And thank You, Father God, that in this Word is knowledge and revelation as the Spirit quickens it to us. And so we ask You, Father God, to open our eyes that we might behold wondrous things in Your Word. Open our eyes and teach us Your ways, Father God, so that we might know them, and make us to understand them so that we can walk in them. Thank You, Father, for Your Spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of You. And so today, Lord God, I thank You that every heart is prepared and ready to receive the engrafted Word of God. And that Word will take root, and it will bring forth and bear much fruit. And it will change and alter the lives of everyone that's here that hears it. I thank You for Your help and for the anointing today, Lord, to help us to get out and to say exactly what You would have said, to do exactly what You would have done, to learn exactly what we need to know. Thank You for Your Spirit. Thank You for Your Word. And now, Lord God, we believe that You've heard our prayer and that You've answered it. And so we thank You for it. Give You all the praise and glory now and forever in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. You're in Proverbs chapter 18. In the 10th verse, would you notice something? That it says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. Did you notice that? And the righteous run to it and are safe. Hallelujah. Now, if you haven't noticed, it doesn't say the Lord is a strong tower. Did you notice that? In this particular verse, it says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. You might want to circle that, the word name. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run to it. Run to what? The name. The name of the Lord. Because the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run to it and are safe. What is a strong tower according to this verse? The name of the Lord. I'm going to teach you something today if you'll be open to it. That means I'm going to say something and then I'm going to ask you questions to make sure you get it. Okay? The name of the Lord is a strong tower. Now, right there, a whole lot of people can get in trouble and start all kinds of arguments and debates because I've heard so many different things. You know, that there are people that will only pray by the name of Yeshua, because that's his real name in the Hebrew or the Greek. Other people will only pray to the name of the Lord Jehovah. And some won't even do that. They'll do it Yahweh, because that's really the name of the Lord. How many of you know that the Lord has many names? And He'll answer to every one of them. Amen. El Shaddai, God Almighty, Wonderful, Counselor, Prince of Peace, Everlasting Father, Ancient of Days, the Branch, the Root of Jesse. We can keep on going. Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. And we can keep on going, right? Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Sidkenu. We'll just keep on going and going and going. But the Word of God says the name of the Lord is a strong tower. Now, it doesn't say the names of the Lord. And so the question is, what is the name of the Lord? If we know what the name of the Lord is, then we can call upon the name of the Lord and be safe. Now, that word safe is also the same as salvation, can be saved. Amen? The word saved in the Greek is taken from the Greek word sozo. How many of you know that? Yeah. If you didn't know that, I'm telling you now. The Greek word that is translated saved in the New Testament comes from the word sozo. Sometimes it's salvation, soteria, which also comes from the word, the root is sozo. It does not mean just go to heaven when you die, though that's how most people think of saved. Call upon the name of the Lord and I will be saved. I'll go to heaven when I die. Now that's included in it. But if you were to do a word study on that word sozo, you would find out that there's a whole lot more to it than just go to heaven when you die. You'll find out that in that word, and I understand that in the English language, when we say saved, the Lord saved me, we normally are referring to, I get to go to heaven when I die. But that's our translation of it, or interpretation of it, really. Because the real word in both the Hebrew and the Greek implies and includes much more than just go to heaven when you die. Well, that's good news. Well, what does it include? Well, for one thing, healing. Healing. Whosoever will call upon the name of the Lord will be sozoed, healed. Whosoever will call upon the name of the Lord will get to go to heaven when they die. There's another one. Prosperity, provision, supernatural supply and abundance. Superior in quality, superabundant in quantity. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord will be abundantly supplied. There's safety, there's soundness, there's deliverance, there's peace. Whoever will call upon the name of the Lord, all of those things are available. If you'll just call upon the name of the Lord. Well, that's good news. What's the name of the Lord? Well, you know, fortunately, the Word of God gives us the answers to all these things. We don't have to ask. We can just look in the Word of God and find out what the name of the Lord is. How'd you like to find out what His name is? Turn over to Revelation. Revelation chapter 19. Thank God for the Word of God because we can learn some things. These truths that I'm sharing with you today, they changed my life. I would probably be dead right now from more than one physical affliction. Even just as short as just a little bit over a year ago, I was dealing with a real debilitating and painful heart condition, though most people don't know it, which every day kept me in pain. It would have been hard for me to walk from here to the back booth. Matter of fact, it was. But I did it because the Word of God says, let the weak say I'm strong. And so I would just say I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Amen. And the Lord healed me, gave me a new heart, praise God. Got medical documentation on that too, by the way. The Word of God is true. Are you in Revelation 19? We're looking for the name of the Lord, right? In the Word of God. Verse 11 in Revelation 19 says this, I saw heaven opened, and look, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. Well, praise God, there's a few more names. Faithful and True. And in righteousness he judges and makes war. And his eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. And his name is called... His name is called the Word of God. His name is called the Word of God. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. And the name of the Lord is the Word of God. The Word of God is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. The Word of God is a strong tower. You know, there's so many people these days that are calling upon the Lord for help, and all the while they have it in their hand.
That's right. Amen. Amen. That's right. That's right.
There are so many people that will get before God day in and day out and pray for help with their finances because of problems, debt, lack. Asking for answers. What do I do? Please help me. I need more than what I have. And all the time, the answer, the provision, the supply is right in their hands. And they don't know it. How many of you know what Hosea 4:6 says? My people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge. They don't know that the name of the Lord is the Word of God. Amen. Isaiah 5:13 says, it's for this cause, for a lack of knowledge, that my people go into captivity. People go into bondage and debt. People go into bondage and sickness. People go into bondage in relationship problems. They're caught. They're caught in things that they can't get out of. They're captive, held captive. Why? Because of a lack of knowledge. They don't know that the name of the Lord is the Word of God. Rather than looking into the Word of God for their answers, they look heavenward. Instead of looking into the Word of God, they look heavenward. Doesn't the Word of God in Romans say, thou shalt not say who shall ascend into heaven? Because that is to bring Christ down. See, we're looking for Jesus to come down here and help us. Right? Lord, if you just show up. If you would just show up, I know you'd help me. Well, you know, that's absolutely true. That's good thinking. You're on the right track if he would just show up. Praise God. Trouble is, you don't know that he's already in you. That's the first thing. And the second thing is, you know, you've got him in your hand. He's called the Word of God. So it's not a matter of showing up. He's already there. He's already showed up. He's right here. He's given us his word. His name is the Word of God. As a matter of fact, in John, Gospel of John chapter 1, we know that Jesus Christ is the Word of God made flesh. See, when you look at Jesus Christ, he is this book in physical form. But if you don't have him in physical form, you still have him. He's here. All of the answer is here in the Word of God.
Amen.
This will change your life. This will get you healed.
Yeah, that's right.
This will get you out of debt. If you just get it in you and realize that the Word of God is a strong tower. It's a fortress. And the righteous will run to the Word of God and be saved. Be delivered. Be healed. Be prospered. Doesn't the Word of God say he sent his word and healed them? Amen. Jesus, please heal me. Well, I thought he said he already did. But you don't know that because you don't know that the Word of God has already said that you've been healed. And you don't know that Jesus is the Word of God, not inside anyway. See, if we can just get this, if we can just understand this, it'll change your life. You don't have to go another day wondering, God, why is this happening? Why did that happen? Why don't you so-and-so? Now, have anybody ever asked God that question about yourself or others? God, why don't you just, can't you see? Don't you know? Are you sleeping? Amen. Have you gone off and taken a restroom break? What's going on? Wake up. Put your glasses on. Well, see, you know, I don't know how you think, but I know how I think, see, or used to think, and I used to think that way. Now, what's God's problem? What is his problem? Doesn't he know? Can't he see? What's the matter with him? All right, what did I do to make you mad? How many of you know that God's not mad at you?
Amen.
Now, if you don't know that, you know, that'll hurt you. So let me just tell you right now, God's not mad at you. We have scripture for that in Romans 8:1. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. God's not mad at you. He's not holding anything against you. As a matter of fact, he's not even remembering your sins. You might, and the devil will be certain to remind you of them. But God's not. Thank God. Amen. No, God's not mad at you, and God hasn't forgotten, and God can see it all, and God has given us his answers. The answer is the Word of God. How many of you know what Romans chapter 1, verse 16 says? Thank God everybody raised their hands. I say that for the CD. Everybody turn to chapter 1 of Romans. If I can get you to understand the truth of this, it will change your life in a radical way. How many of you would like to see some radical changes in your life? I bet you if every one of you pulled out your checkbook or your bank account and I said, how many of you would like to see some radical changes in your bank account? Everyone would say yes. You know, many people live their lives and your lifestyle is dictated by your bank account. Well, you know, if you're having financial difficulties or financial problems or you would like a higher standard of living, we need to get some stuff into your bank account. Amen? That would be one way of doing it. So some radical changes in your bank account. What I'm going to share with you will help that. Amen. If you'll get it and listen to it and learn it and do it. Some people are dealing with physical problems. How many of you would like to have some radical changes in your body for the better? Amen. As I told you, see, I was supernaturally healed by the power of God, saved. He saved my life. I would probably be dead on more than one occasion. I remember on one occasion about 7 years ago, I was in the hospital. Well, you know, I don't believe the doctor's report. Because God says, who has believed my report? Amen. Well, so we can choose to believe what report. We can choose to believe what we're going to believe. Amen? If we can get an understanding of the power that the Word of God contains, then our life can be changed. If we can understand, most people never realize the power that's in the Word of God. They think it's just a printed word that's there that maybe sometime in the future, I don't know when, but hopefully before I die, I'll be able to understand a few of these things. Maybe even quote one or two of them so I can look real spiritual. One day I'm going to sit in church and the pastor or the preacher is going to actually start quoting a scripture that I'll know. Amen. I've been there, see? I've been there. You're in Romans chapter 1, right? Look at verse 16. Paul says this. He says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Well, Jesus Christ, his name is the Word of God. I'm not ashamed of the gospel or the good news. Everybody say good news. Good news, not bad news. When you read the Word of God, just so you know this, it's not a book of thou shalt nots. Though that's what most people see. Because that's what religion will teach you. Thou shalt not enjoy yourself in any way, shape, form, or fashion once you become a Christian. Don't even think about having fun because it's not going to happen. Because by the time God's done taking everything from you, there's nothing to shout about. That's what religion will teach you. But here we see from God's own mouth, through the Apostle Paul, spoken by utterance of the Holy Ghost, he says, I'm not ashamed of the good news of Jesus Christ, of the Word of God. I'm not ashamed of the good news that's contained in the Word of God. Jesus Christ, is that, what's his name from Revelation 19? The Word of God. So I'm not ashamed of the Word of God. That's what he's saying. The good news that's in the Word of God, I'm not ashamed of it. And he tells you why. Because, see, I like the because part. It's good to have a because, right? Because if somebody says, hey, I'm all excited about this, really, tell me why. I'd like to know why. Well, this is why. Because it, what is the it that it's referring to? Well, in the Word of God, it tells us what the it is. He says it's the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, the Word of God. I'm not ashamed of it, the good news, the Word of God, because it, the good news, the Word of God, is the power of God to salvation, to healing, to deliverance, to get to go to heaven when you die, to increase, to prosperity, to protection, to deliverance. It's the power. It has the power to do this for everyone who will believe it. If you'll believe it, it will act in your life. It has the power to do what it says it will do. The Word of God does. Well, let me just say that again. The Word of God does. The Word that you're holding in your hand. For example, turn over to 1 Peter. Keep your hand there, by the way, but turn over to 1 Peter. Hallelujah. Let me know when you're there. You can say that by saying, I'm there.
I'm there.
Well, hallelujah. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. Here's a word. This is a word of God, okay? Who his own self bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin might live unto righteousness. And with his stripes, you, everybody say that you is me.
Me.
Yeah, that you is you. And it's me. The reason why he did this is so that you, by his stripes, might be healed. Amen. That's a promise. That's a word of God. Did you know that according to Romans 1:16, where it says, this word has the power to do everything that it says it will do if you will believe it. Did you know that that verse that we just read right there has the power to bring health, healing, wholeness, soundness to your body if you will just believe it? And the level to which you believe it and act upon it is the level to which you will see the manifestation of that promise in your body or in your mind. Well, now let's just go back and say this again so you understand this. The level to which you're willing to take that promise, because that is a promise right there. The Word of God says, who his own self bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin might live unto righteousness. And with his stripes, you were already done, already taken place, not looking for in the unknown future, not looking for God to do something because it's already been done. You were. Now, if you don't understand that, it means it's already happened. Were healed by his stripes. You were healed. Now, if you believe that instead of the symptoms in your body, God has promised that there's enough power in that promise to do what that promise says has already been done. See, the Word of God is a strong tower, and the righteous will run to it. Nothing wrong with going to the doctor. Nothing wrong with that. But where do you run first? The word or the doctor? You want to run to the word. The doctor can only treat the symptom.
That's right.
You know, the doctor will never cure you because he can't, doesn't have the power, can only treat the symptom. God, on the other hand, has already provided the healing for the problem.
Yes.
Already done it. Now, I don't know about you, but you know, when I was undergoing this physical thing that I was going through, thank God for relief from the symptoms. Hallelujah. But I was not interested in having the symptoms treated. I was interested in just getting delivered from the problem. You know? It's kind of like when we were in real, real crushing debt. And by the way, you know, if you'll believe what the Word of God says about supernatural supply and provision, and abundance, and prosperity, and increase, there's enough power in every one of those scriptures to actually make it come to pass in your life, if you'll believe it. Because we know from Romans 1:16 that the Word of God says, I'm not ashamed of the good news, of the gospel, of the Word of God, of Jesus Christ, because it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that will believe it. It doesn't say that it's the power of God to those who don't believe it. And it doesn't say that it's the power of God to those who know what it says, but don't really have any real confidence in it. It says it's to those who believe it. Amen. How many of you doubt your name? How many of you are unsure of what your name is today? You're unsure. I'm not really sure what my name is. I know that my birth certificate says this. I know that my parents have called me this my whole life. My teachers have, everyone that I know is, and I know that when I introduce myself, I say that my name is so-and-so, but I'm not really sure. Well, that's how people treat the Word. Do you know the Word of God says that we have a more sure word of prophecy? You can be more sure of the Word of God than you can of your own name. God's Word is true. And if you will believe it, it has the power to do in your life, in your body, in your finances, in your marriage, in your children, in your job, in your business, in your mind, everything that it says that it will do, if you'll run to the Word and be safe. Amen. See, because I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know, the more that I rely on the Word of God, the more confident I become in it. There was a time when, I guess the best thing I could say is that I could not say I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That would be the best way I could say it. I could not say that I'm not ashamed. Ashamed means you're not confident in, you don't trust, you're not certain of, you don't believe. There was a time when I could not say that I actually could say that with confidence. But see, I'm not ashamed because I know it's true. Because I've learned by hanging around it. You know, when you hang around something or someone, you get real familiar with it. You get to see what it can and cannot do, will and will not do, what they're willing to do, what they're not willing to do. Well, you know, if you don't hang around with the Word, you're never going to get confident in anything when regarding it because you don't hang around it. Didn't Jesus say, I'm the vine, ye are the branches, everyone that abideth in me will bring forth fruit. But he also said, unless you abide in me, unless you live in me, forget it. Because you can't do anything of yourself. John chapter 15, everybody knows that. Talking about Jesus Christ, the Word of God. Did you know the Word of God says that unless you abide in the Word and the Word abides in you, unless you do that, you can pretty much just forget just about everything as far as anything on a consistent basis? I don't know about you, but I'm interested in consistent results. If God makes a promise, well, I want it to be consistently active in my life. How about you? Yes. Amen. Well, the Word of God is God. You know God and His Word can't be separated. Did you know that? Do you know you can't say you know Jesus if you don't know His Word? Now, that doesn't mean that you're not saved. Didn't say that. I said you don't know Him. You may only know Him as your Savior. In other words, you get to go to heaven when you die. That's where most Christians stop. They know Jesus as their personal Savior, even though they'll say Lord. But really, in many cases, He's not their Lord. Because if He was their Lord, they would do what He says. Right? Yeah. Amen. Then Jesus said, well, why do you call me Lord and not do what I say? Well, He was kind of hitting the thing right on the button, wasn't He? Well, you know what? The Word of God is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believe it. You're in Romans. Turn forward just a few books and go over to 1 Thessalonians.
Hello, friends. This is Reverend Slide Moran, and I hope that you've enjoyed the message so far. We'll return to it in just a moment, but before we do, did you know that it's because of the generous offerings from folks just like you that enables us to provide these messages to you and to others all throughout the world for free? Friend, I know that you love God and that you're seeking, just as we are, to spread the gospel. So won't you consider helping us as we continue to fulfill the Lord's command to preach the gospel to all the earth? No offering is too small, and every dollar helps us to reach more and more people. So whether you wish to become a regular partner or just a one-time love offering, I want you to know that every single dollar helps. No amount is too small. You can send your offering online by visiting our partner page. Just go to www.BibleCities.com and click the donate button. You can even send your love offering by mail to Bible Cities Christian Fellowship, P.O. Box 40, Gettysville, New York, 14068 in the USA. Our mailing address can also be found in the BibleCities.com partner section. Just click the link that says donate by check or money order. Thank you for your love and your generosity, and may God richly reward you for your faithful obedience. Now, let's get back to the message.
1 Thessalonians chapter 2, we're talking about the Word of God. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to the name of the Lord and are safe or saved. They're healed. They're delivered. They're prospered. They're well supplied. They're protected. Amen. Well, what's the name of the Lord? We know from Revelation 19, it's the Word of God. So we can say the Word of God is a strong tower, and the righteous will run to the Word of God and be delivered, be healed, be prospered, be well supplied, be increased, be protected, be safe, be sound. Amen. 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 Now, if you go back and you read that, you will see that it does not say Christian songs are a strong tower and the righteous run to them. Nothing wrong with Christian songs, provided they're good ones.
Amen. Amen to that.
Amen. But it does not say, I'm not ashamed of Christian music because it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that will sing it. And you'll notice that it also doesn't say, I'm not ashamed of Christian books, CDs, and tapes, and DVDs, because they are the power of God unto salvation. Listen, Christian books, CDs, tapes, and DVDs is information given about the Word of God. But it's not a substitute for the Word of God, because it's the Word of God that is the power of God unto salvation. Amen. There is no substitute. Hallelujah. Now, I don't know who that was for, but I'll take it. Amen. It's just good encouragement to me. Hallelujah. Are you in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2? Praise God. Look at verse 13. For this cause also, we thank God without ceasing, because when you received the Word of God, circle the Word of God. When you received the Word of God, when you received the Word of God, when you received it, when you received the Word of God, which you heard of us, you did not receive it as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the Word of God, which works effectively in them that believe it. Now, doesn't that kind of remind you of Romans 1:16 that says it's the Word of God is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that will believe it? And here he's saying this. He's saying the Word of God, if you'll receive it as the Word of God. See, that's your first step right there. When you open up the Bible, is it the Word of God to you? Now, I don't mean, yeah, I call it the Word of God because that's what I heard in church and that's what everybody says, so we call it the Word of God. I don't mean that. I mean, is it to you personally? Is it to you the Word of God? It's God's word to you. It's God's word. Now, it happens to be in black and white, in print, on paper, bound in a book. And I know that it looks a whole lot like the millions and millions and millions and millions of other books out there that are all written on paper with ink and bound. So they all pretty much look the same. Amen. And it would be easy to become confused about this and think that this book is just like all the other books. There's some great stories in there. There's some good advice in there. There's some wonderful metaphors and allegories, praise God. And there's some really good stuff in there that I can say to people that I don't like. But the question is it to you? Is it? Has it become real to you? That it's actually the Word of God and that it's filled with power. It's filled with power. Did you know that in Isaiah, the Word of God says that as sure as the rain and the snow comes down from heaven and waters the earth and causes it to bring forth, so shall my word be that proceedeth out of my mouth. It will not return to me empty or void, but it will accomplish that which I please and prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Just as sure as the rain comes down from heaven and waters the earth and causes it to bring forth, the Word of God will do exactly the same thing. It comes down from heaven and it will fall upon the soil of your heart and it will bring forth and cause it to bring exactly into manifestation the promise that God said it will do if you'll believe it, if you'll just take it as the Word of God. See, that's your first step. Our first step is to say, this is God's word to me. This is His word to me. And this word is sure and true. Doesn't what is it? Psalm 89, I believe it's somewhere around the 34th verse, says, I won't break my covenant, nor will I alter the thing that's gone out of my mouth. God is not going to go back on His word. 2 Corinthians 1:20 says all. Somebody say all. How many does that exclude? None. All of the promises of God in Him are yes and amen. That word amen means with an absolute certainty. So be it. Means with an absolute certainty. All of the promises of God, you can put an absolute certainty on them. All of them, no matter what it is. You can be absolutely certain that if you will take the word of God, that if you will take the word of God, that if you, not me for you, you personally, listen, I can't take your sickness from you, but Jesus did. See? I can't do this for you. Nobody can do it for you. We have to take the word of God ourselves personally and believe it. It will do exactly what God said it will do. It has the power to do it in the word. Well, you know, the word of God is a strong tower, and the righteous will run to it and be saved. Every word of God. And here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13, he says, for this cause also we thank God without ceasing, because when you heard the word of God, which you received of us, when you received the word of God, which you heard of us, you did not receive it as the word of men, but as it actually is in truth, as it really is. You received what it really is, the word of God, which, and here's the key, works effectively in them that will believe it. There's an implication there, whether you see it or not. The implication is it won't work effectively if you don't believe it. See, it works effectively in them that believe it. We'll look at the word, see what it says, right? Does it not say it works effectively in those that will believe it? In the Amplified, it says, but as it truly is the word of God, which is effectively at work in you who believe, exercising its superhuman power. Well, that should be enough to get everybody up and running around the church. Exercising its superhuman power. Well, according to my word, it says that it has superhuman power. It has power beyond human ability, in other words, in those who will adhere to it, trust in it, and rely on it. But Lord, you don't understand. I've been going through this sickness and this pain for years. You just don't understand. Yes, He does. He understands completely. That's why He sent His word to you. He understands it completely. Yeah, but you don't know. You really don't. You just don't. Listen, I've been to every doctor. I've had hands laid on me more times than I can count. Nothing. Nada. Still the same. Well, I know the Word of God says this. How long are you going to be between two opinions? If God is God, then believe God. And God says, with His stripes you were healed. He said the same thing over in Isaiah. Well, who's believed my report? Well, see, you get the doctor's report, you get your body's report, you get your family's report, your mind's report, you get everybody's report, and they all say, oh, you look terrible. Are you okay? Then you have God's report that says, He, His own self, bore our sins in His own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, might live unto righteousness, and with His stripes you were healed. Whose report are you going to believe? Well, it's easy for you to say. You don't understand. Yes, I do. I understand completely. And I know that there is enough power in 1 Peter 2:24 to bring about the manifestation of complete healing in your body, just like it says, if you will believe it. Amen. Yeah, but you don't understand. I'm so far in debt. I am so far in debt. I'm on a fixed income. And there is no way that I'm going to, well, unless they give me a cost of living increase, there's just no way. Well, you see, you get that report when you look at that check stub or that monthly statement or your bank account. You can get your report from that, or you can look at the Word of God in 2 Corinthians that says, what? For we know the grace of God, that though He was rich, He became poor for our sakes, that through His poverty you might become rich. Honor the Lord with your substance and with the first fruits of all your increase, and your barns will be filled with plenty, and your vats will burst forth with new wine. My God will supply all your need. Now listen, I don't know what God other people serve. I don't even know what God you're calling upon. But my God will supply all of your need according to His riches and glory
by Christ Jesus. Now, let's just look at Christ Jesus again. Jesus is the Word of God. He will supply all your need according to His riches in the Word of God. It's all there. You know how I know that? Because the Word of God says that it's all there. How many of you are familiar with 2 Peter chapter 1, where it says this, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these promises, those promises are located where? In the Word of God. That by these promises, we might become partakers of the life that God has for us. How? By the promises. The promises are in the Word. The Word of God is a strong tower, and the righteous will run to it and be increased, be prospered, be delivered, have their needs met, be healed, be healthy, be strong, be delivered, be redeemed, be protected. Amen. And you know what? It'll work effectively in them that believe it. Let me ask you a question. Let's just go over real quick. Go backwards to Romans. Most people associate this with salvation itself. Praise God, and that's a good thing. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 10, let me know when you're there. You can do that by saying, I'm there. Praise God. Well, that's the majority of you. Look at verse 13. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be sozoed. Now, if you don't know that, you might want to write that in there. You might want to write in your Bible in the margin. And by the way, if you're not willing to write this in your Bible, it's probably never going to get written on your heart. Oof, that sure was good. Don't be afraid to write in your Bible, and don't be afraid to write it on your heart. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. And underneath that or next to that, you could say healed. And underneath the word healed, you could say prospered. And underneath that, you could write delivered. And underneath that, you might want to write protected. Amen. And underneath that, you might want to write well supplied.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Woo, glory.
And whatever else you need, write it there. Amen. Never be short of a good pizza.
Amen.
And don't forget the anchovies, as she says, right. Hallelujah. Listen, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord will be saved, sozoed, healed, delivered. Praise God. Prospered, well supplied. Hallelujah. Praise God. But look, how shall they call upon Him in whom they have not believed? Now, let's just talk about the hymn for a second. We've got a few more minutes. I'm starting to close now. Who's the hymn? Jesus. Who's Jesus? What's His name? The Word of God. How are you going to call upon the power that's in the Word of God if you don't believe the Word of God? Well, I believe that the Word of God says this. Well, I didn't ask you that. We're not talking about whether you believe the Bible says that or not. You know, I could go out and get anybody out on the street, anybody who can read English, show them this Bible and say, does this Bible say how shall they call upon Him in whom they have not believed? And they'd say, yeah, that's what it says. But do you believe it? Do you believe that? See, believing that the Bible says that and believing the Bible are two different things. Right? Amen. That's right. How shall they call upon Him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe on Him or in Him or the Word of God? How shall they believe in the Word of God in whom they have not heard? Now, how are you going to believe the Word of God if you haven't heard it? Right? Did you know that I and any number of people can stand up here and we can give you tapes and CDs and DVDs and books and everything else, and we can fill it up with good truths. But did you know that you're the person that has to write it on your heart?
That's right.
You're the one that has to get into it for yourself. Amen. You have to get into it. Listen, unless you hear from God personally.
Right.
Now listen, because I want you to follow this. Unless you hear from God personally, you will never believe anything that God has said. I can stand up here and tell you all day long what God has said. But You need to hear from God personally. You know, just kind of like if I said this, you're in debt? Okay, what do you need? $50,000? Okay, go down to the bank. They're going to give it to you. Sounds great. But unless you hear from the banker personally that says, come down to the bank and I'm going to give you $50,000, listen, you know, you might have a few doubts. Would you agree with that? Well, it's the same thing. I can get up here and preach the word every day, all day, every Sunday, every Wednesday, every 7 days a week. But until you hear from God personally, his word personally, you and God, God talking to you, unless you hear from God personally, you won't believe it. That's what you need. Well, how do you do that? Well, you've got it right in front of you. You and God get together. Hey, God, what do you got for me today? And open up the word of God and see what he's got for you today. You will hear from God personally. He will personally talk to you. You just set yourself off to the side, shut off the TV, the radio, the CDs, put every, you know, lock the kids wherever you lock them. Now listen, if you got to get in your car, take your Bible, drive down, you know, to the park and sit there to get some quiet where you and God can get some quiet time and hear from God personally, because the word of God is what you need. It's what we all need. We need a word from God personally. You could come up to me all day long and say, or I could come up to you all day long and I could say, hey, listen, brother, I want to talk to you. I want to talk to you. I want to talk to you. I've got some important things for you. I want to talk to you. I've got some information I want to share with you. It'll help you. Do you know if you'll never just take the time to just sit down and listen, can't help you. So we take the time and we just sit down. The thing that you have in your hand that so many people just refer to, the good book. Well, I've read a lot of good books, but they're not the Word of God. Amen. I've got a lot of Christian books, believe me. I've got a whole library of Christian books, and my wife graduated from the Rhema correspondence course, so we have even more Christian books. We've got doubles on a lot of them because I had them too. Amen. And books from Kenneth Copeland, praise God for Kenneth Copeland, and books from Jesse Duplantis, and books from T.L. Osborne, and you know, Smith Wigglesworth. Got all kinds of great Christian books. We got a library that has exceeded our 7-foot bookshelves. You know, on tapes and CDs and DVDs and everything else. And all of them are good. Praise God. All of them. But it's not as good as the Word of God. Because the Word of God is where the power is. Christian books, tapes, CDs, and even this message today to you is instruction or information about the power of God. But it's not the power of God. The Word of God is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that will believe it. And it works effectively in those that believe it. Amen? And how are you going to call upon him in whom you have not believed? And how are you going to believe on him in whom you've not heard? Well, I want to believe, brother. Well, praise God. You know what? I want you to believe too. God wants you to believe. Get the Word of God, start opening it, and start saying, Lord, show me, teach me, help me, want to learn. I'm tired of this place, tired of this situation. Don't want this anymore. Want to be a bigger blessing. Amen? The name of the Lord is a strong tower. And what is the name of the Lord according to Revelation? The Word of God. We know that. His name is the Word of God. So, the Word of God. And what I do in my Bible, when I read my Bible, is I intermingle or intermix wherever necessary. I will change. When it talks about Him or Christ or the Lord, very often I'll just write the Word above it so that I always remember that Jesus is the Word of God. Jesus is the Word of God. Amen. And He's a strong tower. And I can go there and I can get healing. I can find health. I can find strength. I can find deliverance. I can find guidance. I can find wisdom. I can find information. I can find out the future. I said I can find out the future. Did you know the Word of God contains the future? Information about the future that'll help you. It'll help you. Amen. It's nice to know the future. You don't have to call a psychic. During the offering, we read Proverbs 3, 9, and 10. Did you know that right there is the future? Honor the Lord with your substance and with the first fruits of all your increase, and then it tells you what your future will be. It gives you the future, lays it right out. So many people are looking for a word, a prophecy. The Word of God is filled with it, filled with the future.
That's right.
Amen. Glory to God. Thank God that we can trust the Word of God. Amen. Did you guys get something out of today? Well, let's just go ahead and thank God for that then. How's that? Stand on up, if you will. Glory to God. Let's take a second before we're dismissed and just thank God for today. Lord God, we just thank you so much. Thank you, Father God, for your word. Thank you, Father God, that we can trust and rely and count on and adhere to your word, and that it will work effectively in every one of us that believes it. We trust in you. And so we thank you, Lord, for opening up our eyes, showing us the things that we need to see, and teaching us the things that we need to learn, helping us in the way that we should go. Thank you, Lord God. You're such a good God. And we appreciate you. We give you all the glory, all the honor, all the thanksgiving now and forever and ever in Jesus' name. If you agree with that, you can say amen.
Amen.
And then you all are dismissed. Have a great day.
We trust that this message has ministered to you. For the rest of this series, as well as other inspirational messages by Reverend Slide Moran, please visit our website at www.biblecities.com. Thank you.